questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Today's question asks, why Lady Fatima al-Zahra was buried secretly? And still, till today, nobody knows the exact place or grave of this respected lady. She was a famous girl of Prophet Muhammad. She was the famous daughter of Prophet Muhammad. She was known to the Muslim community. She was the mother of two of the A'immas of the Shias, but still nobody knows the exact place of her burial place. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very significant question that we need to ponder upon, as not only as Shias. I believe that all Muslims should ask this question, that why, when it comes to Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, the holy daughter of our Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, why the place of her burial is not known by anyone. Although some of the Salafis in cemetery of Baqi, when some Muslims ask them, they just refer to the point that just a claim that she is buried in Baqi cemetery. But I believe that they themselves do know that this is just a big lie, and no one knows about the exact burial place of Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. So it's a very important question, and there is no doubt about this fact, and that Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha was buried secretly, and there are a bunch of evidence in both Shia and Sunni sources about that. Of course, let me refer to another point, that it's not only Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. We know that Imam Ali alayhi salam was also buried secretly, but for him, it was not intended by him to be secret forever or till the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Later, his burial place in Najaf became known by one of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
That's right.
So when we put together all the narrations in both Shia and Sunni sources, it becomes clear that first of all, it was based on the will on or wasiya of Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. She asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, she made this will that she should be buried secretly, and especially without the presence of some of the so-called companions of the Prophet, yes, peace be upon him, and his family. So first of all, why she was buried secretly? Because it was her own will.
Yes.
And all in all, it seemed that it was a very explicit policy of Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha to show her dissatisfaction with some of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, especially the first two caliphs. And there are, I mean, many evidences for this, not only in Shia, but also in Sunni sources.
Yes.
Again, let me refer to the fact that as Shia, we do believe in unity between Shia and Sunni. We do, yes, believe in the fact that no one has the right to disrespect the companions of the Prophet, especially those who are respected by our Sunni brothers and sisters. This is a fact. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't study the history. As I mentioned, as Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, it doesn't make any difference. We need, yes, to ponder on the fact that why she asked to be buried secretly.
Secretly, that's right.
Was it out of her dissatisfaction with the first two caliphs?
Yes.
If yes, so okay, how we justify this, dissatisfaction, especially as Sunnis, those brothers and sisters of mine who are listening to me, they may refer to their sources to see about such narrations that I will share some of them.
That's right.
And think about the fact that why Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha was not happy with them.
But before that, we must know that according to Shia theology and Shia beliefs, the place of the burial of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad and the A'immas is important to them, okay?
Sure.
Maybe some of the listeners might think that why are we discussing at all the grave of a person? it is a piece of a stone or a wood or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
So this place is the holiest place, maybe the holy, okay? After Kaaba for the Muslims.
Of course, the holy shrine of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt and infallibles, including Lady Zahra, salam alayha, are holy places for all Muslims. And but second of all, I mean, for famous people among the Sunnis, I mean, almost we know the exact grave of all the great companions of the Prophet.
Yes.
Even those who were not that well known in the history of Islam. So when it comes to Lady Zahra, salam alayha, for sure, I mean, all Muslims should ask this question, where is the burial place of her?
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Now, there are some points that show that Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha made this will to show her policy, to show to Muslims during the whole history of Islam that she was not happy with some of the decisions of so many companions of the Prophet who usurped the right of caliphate from her holy husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and did not allow him to be the first caliph after the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. According to one narration in some of the Shia sources, Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, when she was in her deathbed, she said that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I do not like your world and I hate some of the men among you and woe be among them why they did not give the right of wilayat and guardianship to Imam Ali alayhi salam. It shows that, I mean, she is not happy with the current situation.
Yes.
And according, this has been mentioned in Ayan al-Shia, volume 2, page 469. According to a narration in Biharul Anwar, volume 43, page 206 and 7, specifically Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha mentioned the names of some of the people that she did not want them to be present in her burial ceremony.
Okay. As a sign of complaint, maybe.
Exactly.
Or and protest against the current power of the time.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. And regarding her, I mean, unhappiness about the companions of the Prophet, I will share some narrations from some Sunni sources as well. And again, according to Manaqib ibn Shahr al-Ashub, volume 1, page 504, again, there is a narration according to which Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, of course, according to this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked why Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha was buried at night and secretly. And the Imam said that because she made a will that I do not want such and such people to pray over my dead body.
Okay.
And
sorry, before getting to more reasons, do we have any guesses or conjectures regarding the place of the burial of Lady Fatima Zahra?
Yeah, there are only some guesses, as you rightly
and
mentioned.
What are they?
The main are the, there are three, the cemetery of Baqi, but not exactly where, the house of Imam Ali and Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, and the mosque of the Prophet, Masjid al-Nabi.
Rawzat al-Nabi, what about Rawzat al-Nabi?
Yeah, I'm talking about the same place in the mosque of the Prophet, which is known as Rawzat al-Nabi.
Yes.
But no one knows because Imam Ali Salam, according to some narrations, he dug, 40 places as a grave for Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha not to be known.
Okay.
So whoever claims that I know the place of the burial of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, he or she is nothing but a liar. Especially nowadays, we have some false claimants about Mahdism. They have claimed that we know the place of her burial, which shows that it is an indication and a sign of them being liar. Because when Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha made such a will, it means that she meant so. So no one has the right to reveal her burial place. And there is a story of Ayatollah Marashi Najafi that, he was looking for, he wanted to know the exact place of the
burial. As a historian and a researcher on history,
exactly.
Yes.
And also, he was asking for the grave of her mother.
Yes.
He is a Sayyid.
Yes.
And according to some reports, he was told in a dream that, it's not going to be happen. Mm-hmm. No one can know that. It's only after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But instead, you may go to visit the grave of Fatima Mahsuma salamun alayha in the city of Qom.
And we know that so many people who are after visiting the tomb of Lady Fatima to Zahra, they cannot do that. In fact, we can say it is not possible. So they come here in the holy city of Qom and visit the shrine of Lady Fatima to Masuma.
Definitely.
With the same name with Lady Fatima to Zahra. That's right.
Now, talking about some of the Sunni sources which talk about this fact, let me share some narrations in this regard. According to At-Tabaqat al-Kubra, volume 8, page 18, it's been mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam buried Lady Zahra salamun alayha at night in accordance with the will of Fatima Zahra salamun alayha. Also in Sahih Bukhari, which is the most authentic collection of hadith according to our Sunni brothers, volume 1, page 177, Imam Ali alayhi salam buried her at night and did not allow the first caliph to be present in that ceremony.
That's right.
Let me also share what Ibn Abi al-Hadid, the famous Sunni scholar, has said in this regard. He says that وَالصَّحِيحُ عَنْدِي أَنَّهَا مَاتَتْ وَهِيَ وَاجِدَةٌ عَلَى أَبِي بَكْرِ وَعُمَرَ وَأَنَّهَا أَوْسَدْ أَلَّا يُصَلِّيَ عَلَيْهَا.
Okay.
This is in his famous commentary on Nahj al-Balagha, volume 6, page 50. He says that the true viewpoint with me or in my eyes is that she passed away while she was angry with the first two caliphs, and she made a will that they have no right to say the death prayer or funeral prayer over her body.
So in this way, in the history, when the people cannot find the exact burial place of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, they ask for the reason.
Exactly.
So the reasons now is the, we can say, complaints about, as you said, the current power of the time over there, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
And Sahih Bukhari is very explicit in saying that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha passed away while she was angry with the first caliph.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can... Many doubt regarding this narration in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 2862. Bukhari writes, فَغَضِبَتْ فَاطِمَة بِنْتُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Lady Zahra salamun alayha became angry with the first caliph, فَهَجَرَتْ أَبَا بَكْر فَلَمْ تَزَلْ مُهَاجَرَتَهُ حَتَّى تُوَفِّيَتْ. So she left the first caliph while she was angry, and she was in the same condition till the time she passed away. This is also mentioned in Musnad by Ahmad ibn Hanbal, hadith number 25. So, according to another narration in the book Al-Imama wa Siyasa by Ibn Qutaybah, the first two caliphs went to Lady Zahra salamun alayha somehow. Some believe that they wanted to ask for forgiveness, but Lady Zahra salamun alayha did not pay attention to them. And then he says that فَإِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ أَنَّكُمَا أَسْخَطْتُمَانِي. I make as witness God and his angels that you two made me angry, and I'm not happy with you till I meet the Prophet, my father, and I will complain against you to my father.
That's right.
So we are only quoting from Sunni sources.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, according to some narrations, Imam Ali alayhi salam made some, different graves, like according to some narrations, 7 graves or 40 graves, so that people may not know the exact place of Lady Zahra salamun alayha. And
right.
There are different opinions, as I mentioned, either it is in Baqi or the house or Masjid Nabi, but these are just theories.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will tell all the people around the world about the exact burial place of Lady Zahra salamun alayha. Again, let me repeat the fact that although, I mean, we believe in the fact that Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha was not happy with the first two caliphs, but now our duty, according to the Shia scholars, is not to curse, is not to disrespect those people who are respected by our Sunni brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And at the same time, it doesn't mean that we can ignore the history. No, this is a reality. This is a fact in the history. But because of the fact that they are respected by our Sunni brothers and sisters,
that's right.
Because of the fact that our great scholars have asked the Shia to do so, we never disrespect, especially these caliphs who are respected by our Sunni brothers and sisters.
Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the secretive burial of Lady Fatima Zahra and why her burial place is not still known to the Muslims and her lovers all across the world. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن